Christians are working to prevent disaster in Chad. A ministry reaches out to help Texas flood victims, and believers nurture church growth in Nepal through microenterprise. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Darfur's troubles mean an unfolding emergency situation in eastern Chad. In some regions, the population is densely packed, which magnifies the humanitarian crisis. Food for the Hungry, Sarah Sawalka, speaking to us from a refugee camp in Gozbeta, Chad.
We're building some infrastructure, paying the internally displaced people daily wages so that they can earn some income while they're in their displacement, but at the same time build this infrastructure that will remain here and help replenish the water table, as well as providing some water for them to cultivate in the dry season.
So Walkus says the ministry aspect can be tricky in a predominantly Muslim area. She says they share their faith, often not by what they say, but how they live.
We make sure that we are acting in such a way that reflects Christ's love, and should opportunities arise, especially if people ask us questions, then that opens the door for us to share the reason for our faith.
Next, the Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee has started an initiative that will feed 24,000 hungry people in Kenya. Tribal conflict over land distribution has forced many to abandon their crops in the Mount Elgon area. CRWRC is partnering with Kenyan aid groups to provide 4 months' worth of partial food rations to the most vulnerable families. Ken Little says,
some other agencies have distributed food, and basically they just come into the area and dump it off the truck, and those who are strongest get it rather than those who are most vulnerable. And so I think we're making a statement.
Some have found jobs, but the danger of prostitution looms for women who are desperate to feed their families. Christ's love is shared as they distribute food.
In this context, I don't think there would be any problem with sharing the verbal good news of Jesus, but our focus is to just assist those who are needing the love of Christ at this time.
Pray that the conflict will soon end. You're listening to Mission Network News. Devastating storms that swept across North Texas last week claimed 6 lives and left hundreds more homeless. The governor declared 4 counties disaster areas, making them eligible for emergency funds. World Bible Translation Center is urging prayer for the flood victims near the WBTC International Headquarters in North Central Texas. Pray that those who have lost so much, who receive an easy-to-read Bible, will be comforted by the reading of God's Word. Meanwhile, after launching new programs in Nepal 4 years ago, the work of Farms International is still going strong. They're working with 12 tribal groups. The maturing church there is taking seriously the responsibility to remember the poor, providing loans that help them develop dignity and self-sufficiency. Pray with Farms for the growth and maturity of the Nepali church. And statistics suggest children graduating from orphanages in Russia are facing incredible odds. Many get involved in drugs, alcohol, crime, and many end up dead. Orphan Outreach is determined to change that. OO's Tiffany Taylor says graduating from the orphanage isn't necessarily a good thing.
The statistics are not good. What they face is a life on the streets. They say up to 10% commit suicide within the first year of living on the streets because their situation is so desperate, they don't have any hope.
Orphan Outreach is recruiting volunteers to help distribute backpacks and the gospel through Vacation Bible School, October 11th through the 21st in Russia. This trip isn't for everyone.
This trip is for people who literally want to roll up their shirt sleeves and get into the job of working directly with kids. It's for people who want to make a difference in the life of a child, and that a million times over, because you're going to meet lots of children.
Information on the trip can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.